Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Get out there, make connections, and try to overcome your fear of purchasing. Study your comps, learn what the market's doing, and try to purchase at a low offer.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention DoorDevil. You know what? I need to mention DoorDevil. I need to mention DoorDevil to you. It's not just a want, it's a need, because you need this. DoorDevil, quite simply, defends your home against kick-in burglary attacks. They happen frequently. There are 1.4 million homes that are broken into every year, and a lot of them are done through kick-ins. If you've got a home security system, then props to you. I'm glad you've got that, and that's important. But it doesn't prevent the bad people from kicking in your door, whether it's your front door, your back door, your side door. You need something like the DoorDevil, and DoorDevil is the best in the business when it comes to providing proof that it works. You can go to DoorDevil.com and even watch a video with Terry Bradshaw talking about it, and you can see how it works. It's a very simple product to install, but if you're not into that, then you can just hire a handy person and they can install it for you. Very simple. Put it inside the door frame of your front door, your back door, every door you have, and you can defend your home against the kick-in burglary attacks. It's needed. In addition, this is my brother's company, so it's near and dear to my heart. And because it's my brother's company, I'm able to offer you an exclusive discount because he was so kind to do so. You can go when you check out your purchase at DoorDevil.com, and there's going to be a little field. You enter the word best ever, no space, just one word, best, BESTEVER, and you'll get a 20% discount on your purchase. So go to DoorDevil.com, go buy it, enter best ever, and secure your home against kick-in burglary attacks. There are so many testimonials on the website. You can read them from police officers, from a woman who is being her house is being attacked from an enraged ex-husband, and the DoorDevil defended that attack. He didn't get in. There's like about 20 different testimonials from police officers on the DoorDevil. Go buy it. Defend your home against burglary kick-in attacks. Go to DoorDevil.com and enter the word best ever whenever you check out, and you'll get 20% off on your purchase. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluffy stuff. We don't talk about it. We only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. We've spoken to Robert Kiyosaki. Let's see. Jay Papasan, the co-author of The One Thing with Gary Keller, Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, and many other successful real estate entrepreneurs and investors. And with us today, we got a duo. How you doing? Bethany and Bob Willis.
Good, Joe.
Doing well, thank you.
Nice to have you two on the show. And a little bit about Bethany and Bob. They are investors themselves. Bob is an attorney and licensed contractor. Bethany is an active real estate investor. And together they own 8 properties in the Phoenix, Arizona area. They flip, they assign, and they keep rentals in their own portfolio. With that being said, you two want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. We purchased a home investor franchise in the Phoenix area about 2.5 years ago, and we help people sell their homes quickly on their time frames. We pay all cash. We cover their closing costs, We buy at a discount. Once we get the property, we will either rehab it ourselves and put it back on the retail market. We will also sell to other investors or keep some of the properties for our rental portfolio that we are trying to build.
Bob, with your experience as an attorney and licensed contractor, what are your responsibilities with your investing?
I'm kind of the operations guy. Bethany's kind of the face of the organization. She does the marketing and sales. I am getting more and more involved in that, though. But traditionally, when we find a home, it needs work. I do a lot of stuff myself. I'm a B licensed contractor, which allows me to do just about everything on a home except for mechanical, electrical, roofing, things like that. And then we subcontract to a lot of people. So Bethany does a lot of that, and then I coordinate and help her coordinate getting the homes repaired and up to what we call ARV, the retail value market. And then Bethany takes it over from there. We've got a bang-up operation as far as getting it out there and marketing it and moving it. Most of our houses move pretty quickly because we do a really nice job on our rehabs.
When you have a property, how do you know what you're going to do with it, whether you're going to flip it, assign it, or keep it as in your portfolio?
I think it's mostly based on the inventory that we're holding, cash flow.
Market conditions.
Right, location.
Yeah, and at time of the year too, believe it or not. Phoenix is a transient population, and if we get a home in the summertime that we have ready to go, we may hold it for a while, because our market usually here is the shoulder months, which is the late summer, early fall, when people be coming back into the area looking for a home, or springtime when school's getting over and people want to move in the summertime.
Out of the deals that you've done, that you got 8 total properties, in addition to those, you mentioned that you assign them or flip them. What's been a deal, either assignment or flip, that didn't go well?
We've only had one deal that we weren't so far successful on moving, and that's in a small town about an hour outside of the Phoenix area in Globe. And the home's in pretty rough shape. So the population of that city is only about 2,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lower income demographic, and we're looking for an all-cash buyer. So it's just taking a little bit longer than our usual deals. We're not going to rehab that one. We just want to assign that one to an investor.
How did you get a hold of the owner, and what that conversation sound like?
That was referred to me from another franchisee down in Tucson, and I spoke with the granddaughter. Her grandmother passed away last year, so the home's been vacant for about a year, and she needed some help trying to move it. Some houses or other properties are not retail ready, meaning they're not going to show well, they're not going to pass inspections or appraisals. And this house falls into that category. It needs quite a bit of repair.
With the location that you mentioned, is that something that you'll try to not do in the future? I'm just trying to understand, the reason why it hasn't sold been assigned as quickly as you usually do. Is it because it's primarily in a small town?
I think it's a small town. There aren't mortgage options for the people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good price. We're only asking $16,000 for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. But again, the demographics there are lower economical people, and it's hard to come up with that amount of cash and have the cash available to rehab the property, which will probably cost another $30,000 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a more difficult sale. A lot of the investors that we work with like to stay in the Maricopa County area, the Phoenix general area.
That's something I've noticed with my stuff too, where I look at apartment communities, and the ones that are in the smaller towns, they look really appealing. I saw one recently in, I think, Youngstown, Ohio, for less than $10,000 a door, and it was over 100 unit allegedly stabilized. But it's just tough to sell those things if you ever need to sell them because of the remoteness of the market.
True.
with the deals that you have been doing and you have been assigning and flipping, Bob had mentioned that your marketing is pretty efficient and you typically get the deals done quickly. Can you give us some insight into a couple tactics that you use to market those properties to get them either signed or to the end buyer quickly?
I think we have a large advantage being a HomeVestor franchisee. There are 20 of us in the Phoenix area. So we often share our investor lists. We have great software and programs for putting together marketing flyers and getting it out to a large pool of investors. Everyone that checks into the HomeVestor website has the option to sign on and ask to receive information about properties that we buy at a deep discount. We'll pass on the savings to the investor while hopefully making a little bit of money ourselves.
Got it. And what would be an average profit that you've made for assignments versus flips?
The assignment profit has been around $10,000 to $15,000. The rehab profit, we're cutting out a layer in the transaction. So the rehab profit is typically higher, maybe $30,000 to $50,000.
And when you look at the time that it takes, what would be the average amount of time for an assignment versus a rehab or a flip?
An assignment can be done very quickly. It's a dual closing. So we'll do the purchase contract, open up escrow. Once we find an investor, it's dependent on how quickly our escrow officer can get the mortgage payoff statement and, you know, the HOA transfer documents. So usually within a week if the seller is ready to move on that time frame.
And then what about a rehab on average?
On average, our rehabs probably take about 3 months. And then we put those on the retail market. And fortunately, they've gone pretty quickly, as fast as multiple offers in the first day. We had one that we had to do a price adjustment, so that one took a little bit longer. But the days on market for most of our rehabs are under 2 weeks.
When you look at the assignment fee of, on average, between $10,000 to $15,000, and you said with sometimes it can be within 1 week, what would you say the average is for based on the assignments that you've done?
To turn those around within a week.
Oh, really? The average is within a week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's great. When you look at the assignment of $10,000 to $15,000 profit within a week versus a rehab that is 3 months on average and $30,000 to $50,000, do you prioritize assignments over rehabs because of the appearance, at least, of quicker money and less risk?
Absolutely, there's less risk. Sometimes we run into situations, for example, a cracked slab or something that we're just, a little bit leery of. So sometimes we'll assign those out to a more experienced investor. And, you know, again, our decision to assign depends a lot on how many properties we're rehabbing and cash flow.
Got it.
If we're rehabbing, we're small. We just started a couple years ago. So personally, I don't think we'd like to rehab more than 3 properties at a time. It just gets
crazy.
It just gets way too time consuming. So
says the guy in the background who is the licensed contractor.
Feet on the ground, man.
Right. Yeah. We like to have a day off now and then. So.
Right, exactly.
And as it gets a little. So.
All right, Bethany and Bob, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Get out there, make connections, and try to overcome your fear of purchasing. Study your comps, learn what the market's doing, and try to purchase at a low offer.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right. Well, first, a quick word from our best ever partners. My friend Michael Blanc has an ebook that you'll want to download. It's called The Secret to Raising Money to Buy Your Next Apartment Building. If you're interested in getting started with apartment buildings but don't have the cash or credit to do it yourself, then this ebook's for you, and it's free. Text the word SECRET, S-E-C-R-E-T, to the number 38470. That's secret and text it to 38470. Best ever book you've read?
Best ever, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki.
All right. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
I would say, as far as investing, we really went out on a limb and had a call from a fellow that owned a couple properties in Alabama. And we flew out there and purchased two properties on the water with a 41-foot sailboat and a truck for $15,000 and cleaned up the houses, about five dumpsters, and sold them the following week for $95,000 in an hour.
So what'd you learn from it?
Take risks.
And when you have a call from someone from Alabama and you're in Phoenix, Arizona, one, how do you quickly vet the credibility of the individual and the opportunity? And then two, how do you familiarize yourself with that market?
We were fortunate in this circumstance that the owner actually moved to Phoenix. So we met with him personally. And then I hired a property management company to go out to each of the properties and take detailed pictures. Most of the time we would refer out to another franchisee. We didn't have one in Mobile, Alabama. So we have a program through HomeVestors that we can purchase for national access to the MLS to run the comps. And we just decided it was worth the risk.
How much did you pay the property manager company to go out there and take pictures?
$100.
Best ever deal you've done?
That might have been it.
I was thinking that would be. Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a blessing.
Yeah, that was a good one. We've had a few other flips that weren't, you know, a lot of manual labor, a lot of work, and those turned out to be pretty nice too.
Did you keep the boat?
No, we didn't.
Ah.
Now, mind you, we buy distressed properties, so both of these homes and the boat were flooded by Katrina.
Ah, got it.
Okay, one house has sat vacant along with the boat for the last 10 years, so.
Best ever way you like to give back?
We often help our sellers if needed and offer them emotional support. We have helped people physically move, you know, been over there and helped them box things up and lined up movers. And, you know, we just try to go above and beyond any other investor to help them out personally if we can with their situation.
What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in real estate?
Hiring the wrong workers. We had a rehab where the crew wasn't as experienced as they said they were, and
we had to redo all their work.
We had to basically go in and redo all the drywall and texture and paint, and they were very sloppy, not showing up. So it's really important to try and get references and referrals from people you hire.
Did you not get any references or referrals from those workers?
You know, they worked for a construction company, and I did call the company, and they said he was a good worker. However, we didn't agree.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In that case, you did make a call to the employer or former employer. What would you do differently?
I fortunate enough to have other HomeVestor franchisees with us here in Phoenix, so I trust them. And we've set up a vendor site so we can actually go on there and look for roofers and plumbers and electricians and read reviews from people we know that have used them before.
Got it. So if you're not part of that inner circle, then it's you just talk to some investors, friends of yours, ask them for their referrals, and that's a recommendation in of itself.
Yes. Check references. You know, Angie's List also posts a lot of comments and ratings on their contractors, so that's another avenue.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you to?
They can call me directly at 480-710-4000. 4645.
Awesome. And best ever listeners, there's also a link in the show notes page for Bob's website. As I mentioned earlier, he is an attorney. And then the We Buy Ugly Houses Phoenix website, if you want to check that out as well. That's in the show notes page. Bethany and Bob, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your advice and your story with the best ever listeners and talking about, you know, the deals that didn't go well, or the deal that didn't go quite as well, and the one that was in a small town and in rough shape, and then as well as the deals that did, where all the way out in Alabama, you're in Phoenix, and you ended up turning that around relatively quickly for a very good profit. And then also taking us through the assignment and the rehab comparison, you're making 10 to 15K on average on assignments, taking about a week to close, and then the rehabs, $30,000 to $50,000 profit on average, takes about 3 months to close, and then talking us through the pros and cons of that. So I hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
My friend Michael Blanc has an ebook that you'll want to download. It's called The Secret to Raising Money to Buy Your Next Apartment Building. If you're interested in getting started with apartment buildings but don't have the cash or credit to do it yourself, then this ebook's for you, and it's free. Text the word SECRET, S-E-C-R-E-T, to the number 38470. That's SECRET, and text it to 38470.